This shir is recorded L'zecher Nishmas Rivka Tzirl Bas Moshe Isaac.
Our topic for shir 31 is the practical observance of Truma and Meiser today. And as we pointed out in our last shir, some of the mitzvos ha'tlius ba'aretz have been revived in a limited manner, and God willing, they will continue to be observed in this limited manner until the time that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and the Kohanim and Leviim return to their avodah. Any produce of Eretz Yisrael, or any foods that contain such produce, may not be consumed until we have knowledge that Truma and Maaser have been removed. So obviously, if you purchase Israeli produce, the only way that you could be sure that Truma and Maaser have been separated is if a reliable Hechsher declares that they have been properly removed. And if a person is unsure that your food has gone through the meisering process, then you need to do it yourself, keeping in mind that even though we are not doing this in the Torah-prescribed manner as a d'oraisa, we do it in the manner that was set up by our chachamim, who have tried to keep these mitzvos alive and well in some sort of form. So by way of example, we wash before we eat bread, so that is a remnant from the tahara process they used to do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So by observing these mitzvos today, and here's an exact quote, we are made aware that all of our possessions that we have heavenly assigned partners with whom we must share anything and everything with which the Almighty favors us. Okay, so before the meisering process is done, these foods are completely banned from consumption by humans, animals, or even for planting. The exceptions are animal food that has been grown specifically for animal food, and certain spices that cannot be eaten but are only used for flavoring. So on these types of specific objects, the meisering process does not apply. There are four stages involved in the meisering process. So the first one is that you need to remove Truma Gedola, and today, because we can't really give Truma Gedola, so originally the Chachamim set an amount of how much you're supposed to give, but today we follow the Torah-prescribed amount, which is the smallest possible amount that you can get away with, because the Torah doesn't give us an amount. So therefore, we remove the least amount possible. Second is Meiser Rishon, that we need to designate 10% of the volume of the produce by specifying a location where the meiser is dedicated, but we don't actually separate it, we don't actually remove it. The third thing we do is we take 10% of this just designated 10%, we remove that, and that's called Trumas Meiser. Now, Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser have the status of Kodesh, and they must be treated with respect. So what we do is either we bury them, or we wrap them up and we leave them to decay, and once they're decayed, at that point you could just throw it in the garbage. Now, number four, the last thing you need to do is another 10% is now specified in terms of location, and this is different than the 10% that we specified in step two for Meiser Rishon. At this point, it's necessary to know what year we are in regarding the seven-year Shemitah cycle. Just to explain the Shemitah cycle briefly, we'll just discuss how it works. So every Jewish year that could be divided by seven, and the result is a whole number, is a Shemitah year. So for example, this year is 5777. So if you divide that by 7, you're going to get a decimal. It's not a whole number. The next Shemitah is going to be in 5782. And if you divide that by 7, you get a whole number. So that's just a trick to know which years are years of Shemitah. There are 6 years preceding each Shemitah year that are divided into 2 groups of 3. So to make it simple, we have years 1 and 2 of the first set of 3. Then we have years 4 and 5 of the second set of 3. And then we have year number 3, part of the first set, and year number 6, part of the second set. Produce in the first 2 years of each 3-year cycle, so again, years 1 and 2 and years 4 and 5, are subject to Meiser Sheni, and this is the 10% that we just mentioned. What was Meiser Sheni? As we discussed already, when the Mikdash stood, this produce was either eaten in Yerushalayim, or it was redeemed onto money, and then food would be purchased to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So today we can't do this. So we estimate the 10% at a quarter above their market value. And what we do is we take a token, we do a token redemption by transferring the value onto a pruta. And just as a side point, the same procedure is performed for produce in the fourth year, so we'll get to that later. Once this redemption process is finished, whatever is remaining could be eaten with the exception of the two terumos that must be buried or left to rot as we discussed. Now we have to go back and look at the other 2 years that we skipped. So that would be years 3 of the first set and year 6 of the second set. And during these years, we give a Meiser Ani instead of a Meiser Sheni. And once again, we name the location where we're taking it off of, but we cannot actually do Meiser Ani today. And therefore, once a location is designated, the entire lot of food is now permitted to be eaten. There is a specific formula to be followed when a person separates Meiser. And again, the procedure and the details could be found on the OU's site. Now, there are other halachos involved here. So besides for the formula to recite and everything we've gone through, there are halachos regarding setting up a proxy to separate it for you. What should you do with that Meiser Sheni coin? What is the value of a pruta today? And what do you do with the coin once you've used it? And then we have another mitzvah of Bir Meiser. So these are all issues that one should examine either in the Sefer that we're learning or in a different source in order to learn how to properly miser one's food. And Baruch Hashem, this is not as much of a problem today, at least in the New York area. It's easy to ascertain if something has a heksher and miser was taken off. But nevertheless, you could still walk into stores and just buy Israeli oranges without any heksher, and you would need to know what to do. So this concludes Shir 31 and our discussion of observing Truma and Miser today. And next time, Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss the mitzvah of Arla.